hopefully, I would.
Is Eliyahu Wittenberg back yet? Not yet. Everything okay?
I think at the end of this week.
Okay. Everyone else is around here. Okay, so we saw last week that the Ritva in Makos and Daf Tes Amud Aleph said you could categorize non-Jews into three halachic categories. There's a category called Ger Toshav, there's a category called Ben Noach, and then there's a category that depends on which edition of the Ritva you have. It could either be Kusi, Nochri, Goy, but the other. He's not a Ger Toshav and he's not a Ben Noach, he remains whatever he began. The difference, the Ritva pointed out, between the three categories is that the Ger Toshav accepts upon himself in front of a Bezdin the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. The Ben Noach is Mekayim passively the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, and the Goy slash Nochri slash Kusi is not Mekayim the Mitzvos. We have an unethical lacking the basis of ethical and moral behavior. Nafkamina in Halacha is that the Ger Toshav, we saw that he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, La Ger Asher Bisharecha, and we also saw that there's a mitzvah L'Hachyoso that we return to today. The Ben Noach, he's not allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, he's not a Ger Toshav, he's not the Ger Asher Bisharecha, and there's no mitzvah L'Hachyoso from a positive perspective. However, live and let's live. There's no inyan lahorido labor. There's no heter to be gorei memisa. We allow him to maintain his existence as a ben Noach. Ma'ashein kein by the third category, the goy, the nochri, the kusi, the individual who lacks basic values. So there are all sorts of heterim in terms of. In terms of Gram Misa, in terms of Moridim, there we get involved with Eva, etc. That's a category we really haven't discussed. Why distinguish so blatantly between the Ger Toshav and the Ben Noach, that the Ger Toshav there's a Mitzvah Lachiyoso and the Ben Noach there's no Mitzvah Lachiyoso? The Ger Toshav can join us in Eretz Israel and the Ben Noach should live his life in Chutz Laretz. So the Ritva pointed out that based on the Gemara and the Gnei Avodah Zarah, the Ger Toshav is someone who is Mitzuve Va'ose, he's Mekabel the Ol Mitzvos, and he's in the category of Mitzuve Va'ose, Ma'ashein Kein, the Ben Noach, post at a certain point, the Kodesh Baruch Hu turned the Sheva Mitzvos into a level of Rishus, so he's an Eino Mitzuve Va'ose, and that's where the distinction lies. We saw that the Rav Elvel and the Rav did not bring in that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, but rather distinguished in very, very halachic categories that the Ben Noach is simply someone who doesn't do Maisa Averos. However, the Ger Toshav, we have over here a concept of Gerus. There is a Kabbalah. There is he has a status. He has a status halachically of an individual. He's going to, if he kills Beshogeg, he's going to go to an Ir Miklat. This is a step in the right direction. He's not a Ger Tzedek, but b'chol zot he's a Ger Toshav. That's the picture the benign picture that we would have had before we saw the Rambam. That we have these categories and basically the non-Jew can decide whether he wants to remain a Goy, whether he wants to become a Ben Noach, or whether he wants to become a Ger Toshav. However, the Rambam created pointed out within the Rambam, stressed within the Rambam, that we have over here not only a privilege of the Goy to choose that which he wants, but rather we have a responsibility, that we have to turn Goyim into Ger Toshav, that this Goy, in other words, if he's under our jurisdiction, has a choice of becoming a Ger Toshav or being killed. In other words, or we will kill him. And who are these individuals that are under our hand? So there's the Eved, the Eved Kanani, not an Eved Ivri. No, it's the, I'm sorry, the Eved Kanani has to accept upon himself, to be a Ger Toshav. The Efas Toar has to accept upon herself to be a Ger Toshav, a city that is under siege and wants to make peace with us. They have to accept upon themselves the Ger Toshav. Then the Rambam continues that when we rule in Eretz Yisrael, anyone who wants to live under our jurisdiction has to take upon himself to be a Ger Toshav. This is an enforceable category, and that the Goyim are expected to, in other words, if they want to remain in this setting, in other words, under our hand, then they have to accept upon themselves the status of Ger Toshav. And the Rambam points out that this is Bizman Shehayovel Noheg. And what is unclear in the Rambam is, okay, Bizman Shehayovel Noheg, Yodenu is on the, you know, that we are the ones in control, etc. Perhaps we can enforce this concept of Ger Toshav. But what about nowadays? Is there a direction of Ger Toshav? Is there a concept of an individual who will go beyond a Ben Noach? The Ben Noach certainly exists nowadays. You go to Texas, you'll find Bnei Noach, who don't do Averos, who don't, you know, it's who. But is there a concept that this Ben Noach will have a status of a Ger Toshav with certain consequences? That's what the Rav asked his father in the letter. He raised it as an issue and never got to a maskana. Beryl Eckstein showed me after Shir a photostat of the letter from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, in which he was asked this question, and in a different context. He was asked in terms of the context of supporting non-Jews with stucca, and he spoke a bit about the proselyte of the gate, Ager Asher B'Sharecha, proselyte of the gate, and he quoted a Meiri. So just to put the Meiri in context, I'll just read to you the line that he wrote over here. He wrote that Rabbeinu Menachem HaMeiri, one of the outstanding Torah giants in the 13th century, writes that decent Christians and decent Muslims are to be treated like proselytes of the gate, Ger Toshav. The Meiri that he's referring to is a number of places in Shas. It's probably generally quoted from the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah. And the first Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, which deals with Yimei Edehan, before, after, etc. So there the Meiri wants to distinguish between Ovdei Avodah Zarah of once upon a time and the Goyim of his day, that these halachos don't apply to the Goyim of his day. It's a section over there called Yesh Makshim. And a little later down the line, in the second parak, on Daf Kaf Vav Amud Beis, over there, Kaf Vav Amud Aleph. Daf Kaf Vav Amud Aleph, there's a Mishnah in terms of tremendous distinctions that we find between Jews and non-Jews. Back on the first Mishnah, Ikar Kavanas HaSefer Al Eze Umahu Hi Sovevet Kmo Sheyidu Yimei Edehem, etc. That they're dealing with Umot HaKdumot Shelo Hayu Gedurim B'Darkei HaDatot V'Hem Adukot U'Matmidot B'Avodot Elilim V'Kochavim V'Chule Shekol Eil Kiyotze B'Hem Hem Ikari Avodah Zorah Kmo Sheyizboyer. However, doesn't apply to the Jews, to the Goyim of nowadays. And then he continues, and just in terms of the context of Ger Toshav, so he says, "V'af b'zo shel goyim shechata livchon kamo shehikdamnu be'eze goy hu omer kein." Ritzon olomar, are we talking about the Ovdi Elilim shelo hayu gedurim b'darkei hadatot? V'adara v'kol aveira v'kol ki'ur yofe be'enehem? U'kvar omar rosh ha-philosophim, the footnote says over here, it's Aristotle, Shehirgu Misha'en Lodat, a person has to have a sense of religion. Ha kol shehu me ovde elohut, but if we're dealing with nowadays with non-Jews who believe in a God, afal pi she'enu michlal hadat, we're not speaking necessarily about what we would view as that. Eino bedin ze chalila v'chas, they don't come under all of these restrictions in Maseches Avodah Zarah. And then he continues, Ukvar Yadata Begir Toshav Vuhu Shekibel Lav Zayin Mitzvah Shatamatsuv Elach Yosef. That's the context of the Meiri. Namely, the Meiri distinguishes between current non-Jews, between Christianity and Islam of nowadays and Avodah Zarah of yesteryear. And then he says, Ukvar Yadata Begir Toshav Vuhu Shekibel Lav Zayin Mitzvah Shatamatsuv Elach Yosef. That he implies that there is a certain connection, but you know, but just on that level of saying, you know, of putting the two one next to the other, but doesn't say that they have the status of Ger Toshav. Says that we have a concept of Ger Toshav, Kibbul of Zayin Mitzvos, and we have the Goyim of nowadays that are somewhat similar, parallel to that status, but it doesn't. In other words, I think that's what the Rav Aaron Soloveitchik over here was relating to. Not that they are proselytes of the gate, but they're perhaps to be treated like proselytes of the gate. In terms of the din of the Ger Toshav, so we saw last time. That we have a mitzvah lahachayoso. That's where we got to the Gemara of Yehuda, Hagot Tzarech Kra, about 10 lines from the bottom on Daf Kaf Aleph from the days. Rav Yehuda doesn't need the pasuk of the distinction between the ger and the nochri to teach us the din of kedima, lahakdim nesina de ger lemachiro the nochri, as Rav Meir does. Hagot Tzarech Kra, kevan de ger ata mitzvah lahachayoso. The nochri iata mitzvah achiyoso lo tzarech kra svarahu. Rashi explains what is the makor of Rav Yehuda. How do we know that a ger ata mitzvah achiyoso? So Rashi quotes the pasuk in Behar Dechsiv vehachazakta bo ger v'toshav v'chei imach. Okay, ger v'toshav v'chei imach. That's the makor of the mitzvah achiyoso. What exactly is included in that pasuk? What is that pasuk? How can that pasuk? In what category is that pasuk subsumed? That's a machlokas that you saw, and this is where you left off between the Rambam and the Ramban. Correct? How does the Rambam understand the din of ger v'toshav v'chei imach? The Rambam, both in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Asei, Kuf Tzadi Hei, and in Hilchos Matnos Aniyim. Now, how does the Rambam understand? Right. The Rambam puts this under the mitzvah of tzedakah. This is a subcategory of tzedakah. Just to read the language of the Rambam, mitzvah kuf tzadi hei, hu shetzivonu lasos tzedakah. Ulechazek hachalashim, that's v'chazaktabo, lechazek hachalashim, ulaharchiv aleihem, ukvar bahatzivui mitzvazo b'milot mitzchalfot, that the Torah uses synonyms. Amro yisbarach pasoach tiftach es yadecha, that's one example of the mitzvah tzedakah. V'amar v'chazaktabo, v'amar v'cheyachi chayimcha. All of these psukim, hakavana be'elu halashonos kulam achasiv. Simply the mitzvah, like Shabbos, is repeated X number of times. So the mitzvah of tzedakah is repeated Y number of times. Shenazar osamu nachaskem desi pukam, etc. Okay, so the pasuk of Echazaktabo, ger v'toshav v'chei imach, that's one of the lashonos that the Rambam puts over here under the mitzvah of tzedakah. Similarly, in the Rambam, in Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, in the beginning of Perek Zayin, he also uses the same concept. Mitzvah aseh liten tzedaka la'aniyim kefi masheroi la'ani. Chneemar pasoach tiftaches yadcha lo v'neemar v'hechazakta bo ger v'toshav v'cheimach v'neemar v'cheyachi cheimach. That all of this is on the mitzvah tzedaka. This is as opposed to the Ramban. Right? That the Ramban, in his Hosafos to the mitzvahs aseh of the Rambam, he took off 17 mitzvahs and added 17 mitzvahs. And so the 16th of the 17 mitzvahs that he adds, mitzvah tezayin, shenitztaveinu lahachayot ger toshav, that this is a mitzvah that stands on its own 2 feet, lahatzil lo mira'aso, imhaya toveya benohar nafalav gal, etc., nitrach behatzalaso, etc. Now we have over here a mitzvah, a unique mitzvah of helping out the Ger Toshav. My nafka mina, if we subsume the mitzvah under the mitzvah of tzedakah, or we have a separate mitzvah, l'hachayos Ger Toshav. Is either of these, in other words, categories, I mean, l'chora, we have to take care of the Ger, we have to save him from death. What over here would be a nafka mina? So in the Achronim, we find the following nafkamina. I'd like to suggest go beyond it, but we'll have to take one more step. In the Achronim, both in the Chidushei HaGriz in Parashas Re'eh and in Reb Chaim Kanevsky's Sefer called Derech Amuna on Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, Perek Zayin Olcha Aleph, he suggested the difference is the shear. How far does it go? If we're dealing with Dinei Tzedakah, the Rambam says that you have to help him Kefi Masher Ro'ei Lo'ani, what we call Kedei Machsoro. If he was used to a certain standard, we bring him back up to that standard. The sus ratz lefanav, etc. That's you know, it's that we have to try and bring a person back to where he had been. That's the mitzvah pasalach tiftach. Ma she'en kein. If the mitzvah lahachyoso, it could be very, very minimally. Keep him at a level of being alive, but not necessarily at a level of being comfortable. That would be a nafkamina between the two. But I do think that it does go beyond that very technical distinction, and that's what I pointed out to you at the end of the shiur, that l'chora we have a steer in the Rambam that requires our active intervention in order to be able to sleep at night. What we have a Rambam in Hilchos Zechiya Umatana that deals with the mitzvah l'hachayoso and brings a source. And we have a similar Rambam, similar in terms of language, but for the same purpose of describing the mitzvah l'chayoso, and it brings a different source. And that's Omer Dorsheni. Why should you have two Rambams with the same mitzvah and two different psukim that they're quoting as a source text? The Rambam Hilchos Zechiya Umatana, Perek Gimel Och Yud Aleph, Osur Li Yisrael Litein La'akum Matnas Chinam. That was the Gemara we saw in Avodah Zarah on Daf. On daf chaf, daf samach dalet, number of places. Avol nosein hu l'ger toshav. Shenemar l'ger asher b'sharecha titnena v'achala u'machor l'nachri. By the nachri, it's b'mechira v'lo b'matana. Avol l'ger toshav, bein b'mechira, bein b'nesina. This is Hushita, Rav Yehuda. Ibnei sha'ata mitzuve l'hachayoso. That's our mitzvah. Shenemar ger v'toshav v'chayimach. He quotes the same pasuk over here as Rashi quotes. However, moving on in the Rambam to Hilchos Malachim at the end of Perek Yud, over there the Rambam points out that we would expect that he would say ger v'toshav v'cheimach. He says no. Shenemar lager asher b'sharecha titnena v'achala. He brings the pasuk in Re'eh, rather than bringing the pasuk in Bahar. What in the world is going on over here? Why should the Rambam in two places deal with the mitzvah of l'hachayoso and bring two different psukim? One, ger v'toshav v'cheimach, that's the pasuk he brings in Hilchos Zechiya, and over here he brings the pasuk, ger asher b'sharecha titnena v'achala. No, since you all slept last night, it must be you have an answer. So what did you come up with? What did you come up with? How do we deal with this Rambam? I give you an easy answer. I mean, the Lecha Mishnah's classic answer is that the Rambam is Lav Dafka. But if we want to understand the Rambam as being more than Lav Dafka, do you have a direction? No, Reuven, after all of your research and
like
in Hebrewbooks.com, what?
Rebbe didn't like the answer.
Maybe this, everyone else would like the answer. Maybe you'll be outvoted. What would you suggest?
There was one answer I saw that Simim Chalik between different. He's talking about different categories. There's mitzvah l'chayoso, and one aspect of it is minimal. It's just to keep him alive. Then there's an additional level from the Ger Asher B'sharecha V'Achala that teaches us we kind of treat him like Yisrael.
I didn't like
that. Because it's strange that the pasuk The Rambam is telling the halacha about giving an avela when he quotes the pasuk of l'chayim v'chayimach. So then it kind of is mixed up. And if that giving an avela is the lower level, that's the wrong pasuk.
Okay, that's what I said last week, right?
Yeah.
What other direction did you have? And or you like that one so much?
No, the other one I saw is that it's lav davka, that it's just it's not really lav davka, but the real makor is v'chayimach. You see from there that there is a mitzvah l'chayosa, as the Gemara kind of, in our Gemara, that pasuk, in that pasuk is that idea, even though it's not the makar. But that's a clearer pasuk than chayimah, a little more difficult to figure out. So there in Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam just gave you the easier pasuk, but not that that's a real makar.
That's right. That's a Lech Mishnah's direction. You know, that's classically his direction, that the Rambam will say things doesn't necessarily mean just to make life easier for us. They said that. Okay, I would like to go back to your first answer and maybe reframe it, okay, that it would fit in a little better. The Rambam over here, in these two halachos, in one of them he is quoting Gemara, and in the other he is taking a flight of creativity. Which of these Rambams is quoting a Gemara and which of them is taking a flight of creativity? Chiyumatan is the Gemara. That's the halacha. Osir li Yisrael yitain la'aku matnas chinam. That's the Gemara. Avonosin hula geritosha. That's the Gemara. Shenem agera shebisharef neno v'achala. That's the Rambam is quoting our sugya, right? He's quoting Rav Yehuda in our sugya that because Rav Yehuda says that we have a svara, that since we have a mitzvah l'hachayoso, ibnei shata metzuva l'hachayoso, therefore the ger comes before the Nachri, therefore the Ger has a din of Matana, while the Nachri only has a din of Machira. All of that is in our Sugya, right? The Rambam is quoting our Sugya. The moment the Rambam says Yeroyali, Rambam doesn't have to say Yeroyali on a Sugya, right? I mean, that's given, that the Rambam believes in the Gemara. Yeroyali means that I have a diuk that appears to me that I can't necessarily prove, but it does appear to me to be a very, very powerful diuk, namely that we can take one step above our sugya. And then one can put the two into context. The Rambam in Hilchos Chiyum HaTana, Perek Gimel, Lachu Yud Aleph, what's the nature of the Matnas Chinam which is given to the Ger Toshav? Are we dealing over here with a heter, or are we dealing over here with a chiyuv? Osir li Yisrael litein la'akum matnas chinam, avol nosein hu l'ger toshav. It's a heter. Namely, as opposed to a goy, that it's forbidden to give a matnas chinam. We have an iser of lo sechanim. It's forbidden to give a goy an iser of matnas chinam, avol nosein hu l'ger toshav. One is allowed to give it to a ger toshav. V'haraya, that we have by ger toshav a concept of l'hachayoso. So part of l'hachayoso would be a heter to give him a matnas chinam, that we don't, in other words, as opposed to a goy, we're not allowed to give a matnas chinam, even at the expense of perhaps that he would not survive if we wouldn't give him this matnas chinam, but we're forbidden to give him this matnas chinam. However, by the ger toshav, we're permitted to give him the matnas chinam as part of the category of v'chei imach, that in other words, that gives us a heter. However, the Rambam over here takes it one step further in Hilchos Malachim. In Hilchos Malachim, v'yei royally, shenohagim im geirei toshav b'derech eretz u'gmilus chasadim ki Yisrael. Derech eretz and gmilus chesed towards a fellow Jew is not a heter. Derech eretz and gmilus chesed towards a fellow Jew is a mitzvah. Shaharei anu mitzuvim l'hachayosan shene'emar. He can't bring the pasuk of v'chei imach. The pasuk of Vechei Imach simply gave us the heter. He has to bring Shenemar, Lagera Shebisharecha Titnena Va'achala. He's Medayik, and this is the Rambam's diuk. This is not the Gemara's diuk. This is the Rambam's diuk of Titnena. That's not just a heter, but that we have over here an inyan of giving it. I don't know whether to use the word mitzvah or not, but clearly that there is an inyan to give it. Namely, raising the ante of Lahachyoso one level, that l'hachayoso doesn't only mean to allow to exist, but rather l'hachayoso means to bring him in to a category of Derech Eretz and Gemilas Chesed. How did the Rambam know this? Where is the source of his Yeroyali? Could you link this perhaps with the Rambam and the Ramban we mentioned a few minutes ago? If Lehachayoso is a separate mitzvah, so then, as Reb Chaim Shenazi pointed out, so Lehachayoso means simply to keep him alive. That's all that Lehachayoso implies, keep him alive. But if we're going to subsume Lehachayoso under Posoach Tiftach Es Yadcha, under V'chayachicha Imach, that we're taking the pasuk of Hechzaktabo and putting under Kedei Machsoro, this is the Kedei Machsoro. This is bringing him into the realm of Derech Eretz U'Gmilus Chasadim. We're bringing him into the realm of Tzaka. This is the Eroi Eli. Namely, that the moment that I view the din of V'chay Imach, not like the Ramban as a separate mitzvah, that then from that separate mitzvah, all I would get is Hilchos Chiyum Matana, Perigim Alach Yud Aleph. That we have a heter of giving a gift to a Ger Toshav. They were allowed to keep him alive, so you keep him alive via gift. So keep him alive via gift, but not beyond that. It's on the level of a heter. No sin hula giratoshev. Also, Yisrael attain lematnas chinam. No sin hula giratoshev. It's a heter. However, the moment we subsume it under pasoach tiftach, the Rambam says v'chin yerelish no aginim agiratoshev b'derech eretz u'milas chasadim ki Yisrael harena mitzuvim lachyoso. That already is v'dayik in the pasuk agerash yisrael titnena va'achala. That go out of your way to give it to him. Namely, that there are two levels of lachayosa. The Rambam is taking the lachayosa from the minimal level, which is where the Ramban remains, to the maximal level, because of, in my humble opinion, because of the way he subsumes it under the mitzvah of tzedakah. And that's what he brings over here in Perek Yud. So, in that respect, in terms of what I didn't like and what Reuven said, even though now I'm saying the exact same thing, is because I was thinking that v'chei imach, that's bringing him into the Jewish people, that should be the higher level, rather than tossing him in a vela. However, the v'chei imach is interpreted by the Ramban as keeping him alive. That's all it means, keep him alive. That's the Rambam back in Perek Hilos Zechiyu Matana, in Achinami, that's the minimal level. But at the moment we subsume it under Pasoach Tiftach, then all of these are synonyms. Pasoach Tiftach, V'chei imach, they all turn into synonyms. That brings it up to the level of l'misnahig imo b'derech eretz g'milus chasadim ki Yisrael. It's all part of one mitzvah of tzedakah and would have similar shiurim. But it's not just a question of the technical shiur; it's a question of the attitude. I think it's more than a fort. I saw it in a sefer put out by the Mashgiach of Yeshivas Or Yisrael called Yitzvineni B'Sukkot, where he asked the question that people ask on Sukkot. We pass like Rabbi Akiva, Sukkot are keneged anane hakavod. But we know that we had three mitzvos in the Midbar. We were given three matanos in the Midbar. We were given the man, and we were given the be'er, and given anane hakavod. Why only have a regel on the anane hakavod? Why not have a regel also on the man and the be'er? So the answer is that the man and the be'er are necessary to keep us alive. The Anane HaKavod, that's the Chupar. That's the going beyond. That shows a Yachas. That's what's over here. In other words, there's a Lachyoso and there's a Lachyoso. The Mun and the Be'er are the Lachyoso of the Ramban. That's to keep us alive in the Midbar for 40 years. The Anane HaKavod, that's already the Lachyoso of the Ramban. That's already Derech Eretz U'Gmilus Chasadim. For that, we have a regel. Yes?
Ramban believes that.
Yes. So it depends on the context. Within the context of Hilchos Zechiyu Matana, when we're distinguishing between the Ger Toshav and the Goy, so over there the Rambam quotes our Gemara. Our Gemara, you can't see more than the Heter. However, in Hilchos Malachim, when the Rambam is describing the whole concept of Ger Toshav, there he says Yei Royally. Again, he can't prove it. Because the Gemara doesn't say it black and white, but once already that the Rambam subsumes it under the mitzvah of tzedaka, and we have the language in the Torah of titnena, which is what he brings over here as the proof, that's his yeroeli. That's his yeroeli. The Rambam then continues to discuss, in other words, not only by a ger toshav, but also vafilu akum tzivu chachamim levaker cholehem, V'lipur meisehem, u'afarnes aniyehem. Again, not on the same level, the ger toshav, that may be me'ikar adin. This is nedarkei shalom. Hare nemar tov Hashem lakol, racham avol kol ma'asav, nemar derecha darcheinom, v'chonin sevel shalom, etc. That's what Rav Aaron Soloveitchik quoted in his letter, that after quoting the Me'iri, who puts the ger toshav, a sentence in the same context as the decent Christians and decent Muslims, then he continues by quoting the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. It's my view that we're obligated in our relationship with the ger toshav to deport ourselves with the same degree of consideration and generosity as we display towards our fellow, towards our Jewish brethren. Even in respect to pagans, our sages command us to support their poor, to visit their sick, to comfort their mourners in the same way as we do it towards our Jewish brethren. For it's written, God is kind to all and his compassion extends to all. And it's written, his ways are pleasant and all his paths are conducive to peace, etc. Okay, in other words, that yesh inyan, in terms of the question that was asked, in terms of supporting needy and indigent non-Jews, not just mitzad the issue of Eva, but mitzad the Rambam, that yitachein, that nowadays they would be parallel to ger toshav, and B, even if not, there is an inyan of tov Hashem lakol and of being similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, beseder. Okay, that's what we left off from last time. Yes. In terms of allowing Bill came up in the Knesset, would religious parties have to vote against a bill that would permit non-Jews to live in Israel? Mashu Kenze. Don't know. In other words, again, within the Igros HaGrid, this is what pretty much the Rav and his father struggle over, as to whether there is some parallel category to ger toshav nowadays that would require a pledge of allegiance, not to the Jewish state, but would require a pledge of allegiance to Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was heading towards by quoting the Me'iri, that yitzachein, that nowadays we have this quasi status of ger toshav. Yes?
Is there a Rav Soloveitchik making a jump? Because the Rambam doesn't hold like the Me'iri. Because the Rambam, the Me'iri in another place in Rosari, says that most of the
100%, right, yes?
Does not apply to Christians and Muslims as well.
Mm-hmm.
The Rambam clearly argues on that.
Right.
So isn't he taking the Me'iri and throwing it into the Rambam?
No, he's pointing, he's A and B and C. In other words, he has, he starts off even before the Me'iri. He starts off with the Rabbi Nobachya in Deuteronomy. Righteousness thou shalt pursue, right? Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. Rabbi Nobachya says, why is the language double? Tzedek, tzedek, that towards Jews and towards non-Jews, I believe. Righteousness is he practiced equally to Jews and to non-Jews alike. Then he brings the Me'iri, and then he says, you know, it's and the Rambam goes, you know, he's not quoting the Rambam in terms of ger toshav per se. He's quoting the Rambam more in terms of the continuity, in terms of Rachel Darchei Noam. But you're right, it was written as a letter, it wasn't written as a tshuva. Although it was a tshuva, but it was not written in the language of a tshuva. Okay. So, let's continue. So, what we saw was that according to Rav Yehuda, that we understand that the pasuk of Lagera Shlosochu Kol Nevei Lagera Shev Yisharecha Titnena Va'achala, that we are learning out halachos over here relating to the relationship between a ger and between a nachri and the distinctions between them. What is the source for a heter hana'a, which would be black and white, that would be the exception to the rule, and all other isuri achila would then be osur b'hana'a, namely, what would be the source for avavahu. According to Yehuda, damar dvarim kiksav, a few lines from the bottom, hada asa kol isurim shebetara minalei da asurin b'hana'a. I'm sorry. Rav Yehuda, the Amar Edvarim Shekiksavan, Huda Asa, Kama, Ha Kol Yisurim Shebetorah Menalei De Yisurim Bahana, Nafkalei mila kelev tashlich manosa. We're moving over from the world of nevela to which world? The world of treifa. Right? That we have the pasuk anshe kodesh tiyunli ubasar basadeh treifa lo sochelu la kelev tashlich manosa. So this basar basadeh treifa lo sochelu. This is Rav Avahu's statement that this would include an Iser Hana'a, were it not for Lakelav Tashlichun Oso. That Lakelav Tashlichun Oso, that brings in the Heter Hana'a. What is the Heter Hana'a which is implied in the words Lakelav Tashlichun Oso? No, what did you see in Rebbeinu Chananel? Whose Kelav were we talking about? Kalbacha. Right? Sha'atam Ashlichav LeKalbacha. In other words, say if by feeding your dog, you are getting hana'a from the treifa. Nachon, you're not eating it, but you're getting hana'a from it. You're saving money on dog food. However, we saw in the Rambam, as you'll recall, in Perek, in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, we saw in Hilchos Machalos Asuros in Perek Ches Halacha Tes Zayin Kol Machal Shehu Asur Behanoa Im Nehene V'lo Ochal Kegon Shemachar Onosan La'akum Oli Klavim. Right? O likravim. That the concept of hana'a is giving likravim, not necessarily likalbacha. Same as nosan la'akum is not necessarily akumcha. Right? Nosan la'akum, e goy, likravim, e kelev. What is the hana'a involved in throwing a piece of treifa to a kelev? Right, you have control. You're in control. In other words, God doesn't limit you, He gives you the right of choice. That itself is a darga of hana'a. So ech shelo yeh, from the phrase lakelav tashlichu oso, we have a heter hana'a, and this then would be the source. Here we have a heter hana'a as opposed to elsewhere. However, the Gemara continues that we don't learn it out from the mashmolos hakra, but rather oso atamash l'chakelav yatamash l'chakelav kol isurim shebatorah. That the Gemara appears that we have over here a word oso lakelav tashlichun oso. And this Yitura Dekra is what that which we're Dorish from. What's wrong with being Dorish from the Pasuk? Why in the world do we need a Yitura Dekra? Pashtus to the Pasuk is that you can get Hana'a. Why do we have to have over here a Drasha? So this bothered the Rishonim, and they basically go in two directions. One direction we'll call the direction of Rashi, and the other direction we'll call the direction of the Balei HaTosfos. What's the direction over here of Rashi? If we didn't have the word Osa, we only had the Pasuk, what would we have thought? Right, that this isn't a heter hano'a b'chol ha'Torah kula. Kelev over here isn't an example of hano'a b'chol ha'Torah kula, but rather it's specifically a directive to give to the kelev. Why? Because as the Mechilta uses the language, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach schar shel kol birya. Every animal should come upon its proper sachar. What in the world does a kelev get sakar for? So before we see Rashi, Lachora, think a bit out of the box. Why would we throw a treifa to a kelev? What's the relationship between a kelev and treifa? Think in terms of what this dog, what his purpose was in the household. Well, or more likely to guard the animals from wild animals. If the kelev would be a kelev shmira, that's what Ibn Ezra learns over here in the pasuk. Namely, he can take the beginning of the language of the mechilta, ein hakadosh baruch hu mekapeach schar kol birya, but build it into pshuto shel mikra. And he says, v'ta'am lakelev niftach b'lamed lakelev the kelev shehu shomer shorcha v'tzoncha. He's the one who's preventing all of your shvarim and so on from turning into treifos. Namely, he's the one who's chasing away all the wild animals. Ve'ein roi lo'ochlo ki'im hakelev. So if the caliph missed one, or you know, or it's in the course of his fight, all that happened was that one ended up as a trefa. This should be his sachar, that we give him a sachar minei ubei. I'm not an expert in Ibn Ezra by any which way. Very strange, but I like to learn Malbim. So the Malbim over here quotes the Ibn Ezra, and he begins to wax eloquent about how even though dogs don't have bechira chafshis, so why should they get sachar? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that we should learn everything from nature, and he builds sachar va'onesh into even natural occurrences. And he gives a number of examples that animals that are cruel, it backfires on them. Animals that are kind, so Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them sakar. And for those who are into the world of Musar, there's a very famous shmuz of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz on Parshas Va'era, in which he discusses why Moshe Rabbeinu was not the one who hit the earth or hit the water, because they both protected him. And in that respect, there was a concept of hakaras hatov. All they did was their nature. The nature of water is to allow things to float in it. The nature of earth is to cover. But that's, you know, there's a concept of hakaras hatov, even to inanimate objects. Kavachomer benoshal kavachomer, how one should feel hakaras hatov when someone actually does you a favor. In any case, that's an approach of understanding the pasuk. And then you would require the Oso to take it beyond the Caliph, yes?
Even though the Ibn Ezra seems to be saying that he's receiving
Sakhar
for failing
in
his job?
No, he's receiving Sakhar for, you know, it just symbolizes his job, namely that that he chased away the wild animal before the animal killed the tzon. He just turned the tzon into a trefa. In other words, so we can't eat the trefa, but we'll give the Caliph for his attempt to save. That's his direction. Of the Ibn Ezra direction. However, the Medrash itself takes a different direction, and the schar over here is the lechol b'nei Yisrael lo yecheratz kelev l'shono. Then we have over here a historic debt to the world of klavim, in terms of the fact that they went beyond their nature, not that they followed their nature. Nature of a kelev is that when the malach hamavis comes to town, the kelev howls. That's Gemara and Bava Kama. We know that animals have sensitivity to spiritual worlds that we lack. So the Ason of Bilam. So there is Gemara and Bava Kama and Daf Samach Amid Beis. Tana Rabbanan Klavim Bochim Malach Hamaves Balair. That when you hear dogs howling, you should know that there's a reason for it. Klavim Mesachakim Eliyahu Hanavi Balair. So the fact that the Klavim overrode their nature, and in Kol B'nei Yisrael, Yechratz Kelev Shono, the Klal Yisrael were able to sleep through the night or enjoy the Leil HaSeder without worrying about Klavim howling outside, pointing out that there is death by the doorstep, we give them the Sachar. So in any case, we have over here a requirement of a drasha. Yes? Mean that it may have neutralized it? Perhaps. So that's the beginning of Rashi. And Rashi says, Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevayach sachar al kol birya nemer Yitzrayim v'yecharas kelev l'shono l'fikach hakpid ha-toro l'itein scharo. Then he continues with a statement that at least raised my eyebrows. V'nichbad schar hakelev min ha'oved kochavim shahanavela yimkor l'nachri v'treifa l'kelev. That if we're going to compare nevela and treifa and ask which is more mechubad, treifa or nevela, the Rashi says that the treifa is more mechubad, so that we give to the kelev. Ibn Ezra over there understood pum fakir. He quotes over Rav Moshe HaKohen Omar, ki ha'treifa kosha mehanavela. The trefa, there's some organic defect. A person eats a trefa, it can harm him. The nevela means that the shochet sneezed when he shechted. Shochet sneezed when he shechted. We can't eat it, but it's a beautiful steer. It's a beautiful bull. You know, if someone's going to gain from it tremendously. However, in terms of the trefa, here we have an illness. Here we have an organic problem. Yes. In Rashi?
Yeah, meaning that the emphasis is on the yin for, meaning as opposed to that you have to get something.
What's the alternative? To sell it to the caliph?
No, you can't. You just don't give it away. You don't just give it away to the Nachman. You've got to sell it to them and have to get something in return.
Yeah, but Lechora over here, what's implied in Rashi is the Ovi Kocham over here includes the Ger Toshav as well in the Pasuk, and that we have over here. I think that Rashi is distinguishing between the Nevela and the Trefa. The question is, why? And so I'm going to offer an answer that I'm not sure is Pshat in Rashi, but it could be. But I do think it's very, very much Pshat in the Rambam. That I do think. That, okay, what we've seen over here, well, let's just continue a little bit. Rav Meir, Oso, O Tamash Lekelev, Ia Tamash Lekelev, Chulin Shnishkul Bazara, Ida Chulin Shnishkul Bazara, Rav Daraisli, period. Okay, we'll come to this in a minute, exactly what the Gemara means. But if we were to be writing a Sefer Halacha, and we were to say that we pass them like Rav Avohu, and Rav Avohu has a principle that the moment that the Torah says, lo yochal, lo tochal, etc., kol makom shenemar, lo yochal, lo tochal, lo tochlu, echad iser achila ve'echad iser hana b'mashma, ad shi'efarit lecha kasuv, kederach shepiret lecha, where? In other words, according to Rav Meir, it would be Kederach Shapirat Lecha by Nevela. And according to Rav Yehuda, Kederach Shapirat Lecha by Trefa. And we paskin like, well, it's a general principle. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, we always pass like Rav Yehuda. But we saw, we quoted the Rambam over here. The Rambam in Hilchos Sfirah Matana paskin like Rav Yehuda. He said that as opposed to Rav Meir, that you can give a gift of the Nevela to a goy, that he doesn't have that drash of lotachanim. Rav Yehuda says asur, right? That's we pass him like Rav Yehuda. There's only one place in Shas where we pass him like Rav Meir against Rav Yehuda, and that's in the Gemara in Kedushin by when are Klal Yisrael called banim heim Hashem Elokecha? The Rav Yehuda says only when they're osim ritzono shel makom, and Rav Meir says bein osim bein ein osim nikroim banim lamakom. So there we pass him like Rav Meir. But aside from that, we pass like Rav Yehuda. So, since we pass like Rav Yehuda, so let's read the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Ches, Hilchos, Macholos Asuros, Kol Mokom Shenemar Batora Lo Socha Lo Sochu Lo Yochu Lo Yochal Echad Yisur Achila Vechad Yisur Hana B'mashma Ad Sheyifro Tocha HaKosuv Kederech Shepiret Lecha V'Nevela. Kederach Shapirat Lecha B'Nevela. What in the world is going on over here? The Rambam passes like Rav Yehuda. So again, we have two options. One is to Lav Dafka. Okay, that's what the Mishnah says, Lav Dafka. Or that we have over here something that's underlying that which we're talking about that would explain to a certain degree why the Gemara jumped over first, right after Nevela, to the world of Trefa. Where should we begin? Reb Chaim was 12 and a half years old. When he's 12 and a half years old, so he asked his father to help him prepare a bar mitzvah drasha. So his father, as we would expect from Moshe Soloveitchik, told Reb Chaim, you prepare it yourself. You come up with your own chiddush. So Reb Chaim prepared his own bar mitzvah drasha, and it was a brilliant bar mitzvah drasha. And years later, the Rav wrote a letter to Reb Velvel to ask him for the Mar Makomos of Reb Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Drasha. And Reb Velvel sent the Rav a letter with the Mar Makomos, with none of the Mar Makomos from Reb Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Drasha. It's a letter which is found in the back of the Chidush Raz Halevi. It's, which letter? It's on Daf Ayin Tes Amar Aleph here from Yutches Ador Tafresh Ayin Beis. One more, right? Almost 100 years ago. 99 years ago. So he wrote a letter just explaining what was his father's, the Rav's grandfather's bar mitzvah drasha. So maybe we'll start off. I don't know how the mitzvah went exactly. We'll start with a question. I pashas that Rav Chaim raised four questions and gave an answer. So he started with a question in Hilchos Shechita. Conventional wisdom is that Nevela and Trefa are two worlds that have nothing one to do with the other. Nevela means that we have a problem in the Maisa Shlita. Something is messed up in the Maisa Shlita. We don't have a Heter Shlita. There are five psulim, drasa, chagada, shi'iyah, hagrama, and ikur. And one of them, the shochet, messed up. Either he stopped the shlita in the middle, or he cut exactly in the wrong place, or he chopped instead of cutting. That turns an animal into a nevela. A trefa, that's a whole different world. A trefa is when the animal has one of 18 organic defects. That animal is a trefa and can't be eaten if there's a hole in the lung, if there's a hole in the brain membrane, if there's a hole in here, if it's missing a limb, it's in a certain manner. Those are trefas. These are the only common denominator is that we can't eat a nevela, we can't eat a trefa. Other than that, l'chora, they are two different worlds. Namely, that nevela links in with the world of shchita, and trefa is an iser. Chelev is aser, dam is aser, basar b'chalev is aser, trefa is aser. We have a whole list of things we're not allowed to eat. We're not allowed to eat an animal that has an organic defect. That's the conventional wisdom. Okay. We have a din called ben pekua. Namely, that if you shecht a pregnant cow, or a pregnant sheep, or any pregnant animal, and the mother's shchita is perfectly fine, then the vlad, the uber, which is in the animal, is nitar b'shchita sa'em. Torah says, kol ba'behema tochelu, that not only is the shchita matir the mother, the shchita is also matir the uber. And if it turns out that uber was a full-term uber, and that uber is going to begin to walk around, that uber is muta without shchita. That's called the ben pekua. Midrabanan, we do a shchita on the uber mitzad marasayim, that we shouldn't think that we're eating Avram and Achai. But Meikar Hadin, that Uber is already Nishchat. It's walking around Nishchat, Alpi Din. It's Mutar Ba'achila. Let's give the following example. What would you say if we had a Shor HaNiskal? Right? We had a Shor that deserved Skila, and this happened to be a pregnant cow. And so someone decided, it's Chaval on the Vlad. So I'm going to Shech the pregnant cow. And in that way, at least the Vlad will be mutar b'shchitas imo. Chora, no problem. And he shouldn't have done it. He shouldn't have shechted the cow that's aser b'hanoah, etc. But the bottom line is, he did a ma'aseh shchita on the mother. And the fact that this cow happens to be aser as a shor haniskal doesn't do the Vlad. The Vlad didn't do anything. And therefore, this Vlad currently can walk around without problems. No problem at all. What if the shochet were to shech the mother and sneeze in the middle of the shlita? You know, as he shechts, he sneezes and continues. We have a shia in the middle of the shlita. So the mother, we can't eat. What about the vlad? We also can't eat. There was no maisa shlita. The whole din is that the maisa shlita of the mother is matir the vlad. If we have a possible maisa shlita, that can't be matir the vlad. Let's take the following case. The mother's a trefa. The mother is walking around on three legs. Right? Or we took an x-ray of the mother's lungs and it has a big hole in the lung. Right? We know and we shecht it. What should be the din of the vlad? What? Why? The shchita was a fine shchita. The problem is that the mother was a trefa. So the same way that a shchita is not matir the dam of the mother, the shchita is not matir the chelev of the mother, the shchita is not matir the basar of the mother who is cooked with milk, the shchita is not going to be matir the mother that's a trefa. But if the vlad's not a trefa, there's no reason why the vlad shouldn't be kosher. Because, in other words, again, trefa is an iser from the outside. It's like chelev and dam. The same way that that we would say, even if you have a good shchita, the chelev and the dam are aser. Here we have a good shchita, but the mother's body happens to be aser mitzad trefa. However, in Yoredeya, in Simon Yud Gimel, it paskins like Jeff Weisberg, that it says over here that im lo shachata im ela kra'a, if you tore the mother open, im shachata v'nisnabra b'yado, nimseis trefa, then we say that the animal requires its own shchita. It's not going to be mutar with the shchita. The question is why? Trefa has nothing to do with shchita. Nevela, that's a din in shchita. Trefa is like chelev and dam. Why in the world should it be aser? That's the question we have over here in Hilchos Shchita. Comes along Reb Chaim, and he says, I'm going to answer a question with a question. If we open up Hilchos Ma'akolos Asuros to Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet, Halakha Tes Zayin. Kol Isurin Shebatora Ein Mitztarfim Ze Im Ze. You can't be Mitztarif an Isur with an Isur. If you were to take Ma'at Chelev, Ma'at Dam, Ma'at Bisar Behemat Meya, little camel meat, Ma'at Bisar Nevela, Ma'at Bisar Dog Tame, little sturgeon, or Ma'at Bisar Of Tame, little eagle, V'kayotze Be'elu Mishar Isurim, and you were to make a hero sandwich, right, of all of these together, in which each of them is less than a kezayis, v'tziref min hakol kezayis v'achalo eino loke, v'dino kedin ochel chatzi shir. You ate a chatzi kezayis of dam, and a chatzi kezayis of besar behema tmeya, and a chatzi kezayis of nevela, etc. We have all these different isurim, with one exception. Rambam, Perek Dalet, Hilchos Malchus Asuros, Halacha Yud Zayin, nevela mitztarefes im hatrefa. Nevela mitztarefes im hatrefa. We don't find nevela being mitztaref with chelev, with dam. Why in the world do we have over here a din of nevela mitztarefes im hatrefa? These are two different worlds. This is a din in shchita, and this is an isur chefza, like chelev and dam and basar v'chalav v'chulei. So Reb Chaim wanted to say that there's a totally different understanding of the relation between nevela and trefa. That really, both nevela and trefa are connected to the world of shchita. A proper shchita is matir 100%. A shchitas trefa is matir 50%. A shchitas nevela is matir 0%. Namely, that within every act of killing an animal, there are two possible totsaot. One in the world of edibility, and one in the world of tumah v'tahara. If I were to go ahead and shoot an animal, I were to shoot it instead of shechting it, so that animal is osur ba'achila, and it's metame tumas nevela. It's both osur and it's tame. If I shecht it properly, then it's mutar and it's tohar. If I shecht a trefa, it's tohar. It's just not mutar ba'achila. Namely, the shchita of a trefa is a proper shchita. The shchita of a trefa accomplishes something, but it's only a 50% shchita. It removes the tuma, but it leaves the iser achila. So what we have, the ratio between trefa and nevela, is that a nevela is a super trefa, or if you want to, a trefa is a watered-down nevela. Namely, these aren't two different worlds. This is one world with gradations, that both trefa and nevela mean that we have over here a chisaron in the shchita. When the animal has an organic problem, the chisaron of the shchita is that it's only matir the tuma, it's not matir the achila. When we're dealing with a nevela, then, in other words, namely you shoot it, or you hang it, or you sneeze in the middle of the shchita, then we have neither nor. In other words, that we have over here that both nevela and trefa, and that's why trefa mitzterefes and nevela, because they are both worlds of chesronos of shchita. One is a 50% chisaron, the other is 100% chisaron. Therefore, in Hilchos Malchus Asuros, in Hilchos Malchus Asuros we said Hatrefa Mitztarefes Im HaNevela. Therefore, in Hilchos Shchita, we say that if the Shchita was improper, what does it mean improper? Kra'a, you tore the animal instead of shechting it, or Nisnabla B'yado, you sneeze in the middle of Shchita, or Nimtzei Strefa, then it's only 50% Shchita, it's not 100% Shchita, then we can't be Matir the Vlad. If we have a chisaron in the Maisa Shchita, we can't be Matir the Vlad. Not only is Nevela a chisaron in the Maisa Shchita, Trefa is also a chisaron in the Maisa Shchita. Where did the Rambam pull this out of thin air? How did the Rambam know this? You know, it's, where did this come from? It's not wrote in the tshuva of Rav Elbel to the Rav, but in the Rav and Shir, in the Sefer Shiri HaRav on Shchita Melicha, etc., there's an article on Shchitas Nevela. So there's a Sifri in the Pasuk in Re'eh. Over there it says, Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela, Ein li ela nevela. Trefa minayin. Shenemar nevela kol nevela. Again. Lo sochu kol nevela. Ein li ela nevela. Trefa minayin. Shenemar nevela kol nevela. Kol nevela includes trefa as well. What do you mean includes trefa as well? Trefa is a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Right? Basar basada trefa lo tochelu. Nevela is a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. What does one have to do with the other? So the Rav understood that this Sifri was the source of the Rambam. That it's not telling us that that it's mechadish to us that there's an issue of trefa. It tells us that trefa is called nevela. The trefa and nevela are related one to the other. There is a third Rambam. There is one more halacha in the Rambam that sort of is the makib patish of everything that we said, and that's found in Hilchos Avos Hatuma. But it's not that hard for even people who aren't actively involved in Avos Hatuma can understand it. Right. In Perek Beis, Halacha Yud. The Rambam over there says, Karov Be'enai. Okay, it's like a Yeroyably. Karov Be'enai. That if a goy were to shecht, it's only going to be Tamei Midivrei Sofrim. It's only Tamei Midrabanan. If a goy were to shecht, this animal would only be Tamei Midrabanan. Karov Be'enai, Sha'afzeh, Midivrei Sofrim. Then the Rambam continues, V'im Tomar. This is part of the Rambam. V'im Tomar, within the Rambam, in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud. Halohi asura ba'achila din Torah. How can you say that when the goy shechs, it's going to be asur ba'achila midoraisa, but it's going to be tahar midoraisa, only going to be tamei midrabana. So the im tamar halohi asura ba'achila din Torah. So the Rambam answers, lo kol ha'asura ba'achila mitamei. Hare ha'trefa asura utahora. Rambam says, don't be upset. The fact that it's asur b'achilu midoraisa and it's tahar midoraisa. Trefa also is asur b'achilu midoraisa and it's tahar midoraisa. What's apples and oranges? Chelev is asur b'achilu and it's tahar. Dam is asur b'achilu and tahar. Why bring in trefa? There are hundreds of isurim. But over here, the question is, when you shecht the nevela, it's both asur and tamei. So why if a goy shechts, if there's a chisaron in shchita, it's not a proper shchita. A goy is shechting, so why should it be asur and tahar? If it's a chisaron and shchita, it should be asur and tamei. And it says, don't worry, we have trefa. Well, the answer is, trefa is also chisaron and shchita. Shchitas akum is like trefa. It means that it's a 50% shchita. It'll be metaher midei nevela. It'll be metaher on the level of tahar, but it'll be asur ba'achila. That's the connection over here. So that's what Rav Chaim from Mitzvah Drasha. Okay, so it brings someone tremendous chalishus hadas. But you have more years to catch up than I do, yes?
According to that svara, that Sheva is a 50% shechita, it's tahor, it's asur ba'achila, and why would a shechita that wasn't shechted also tahor? It would seem like the shechita is doing something. Shechita is preventing from becoming tamei. But the shechita that's not shechted is also tahor, no?
No. If a shechita, what do you mean it's not shechted? If a shechita goes ahead and dies, so it's a nevela. If it's shot in the head, it's a nevela. So you turn your trefa into a nevela. But when do we have the din of trefa? When you shecht an animal and it turns out to be trefa, so the shchita was metaher midei nevela, but it's asur ba'achila. So we would have thought it's asur ba'achila, like chayav, like dam, etc. Now, in other words, now coming back to, why do we bring all of this in? Not because I'm a frustrated shchita rebbe, even though I am, because shchita was taken off of the curriculum, and so the only way I'm going to get it in is by getting it in. In Psachim, but leaving aside that, you know, it's simply in terms of we have a Rambam, we have a problem with the Rambam. The Rambam said in Perek Ches, Kol makom shenemar b'Torah lo socha lo socha lo yochel lo yochel echad iser achila ve'echad iser hanab b'mashma ad shiyifal tcha akosuv kederach sheparat tcha akosuv b'nevela. So yes, but that's not true. That's according to Rav Meir. That's not according to Rav Yehuda. But if we take the Rambam l'shitaso, Nevela, Trefa, this is one world, namely an Achinami. It's a form of Nevela. It's not the 100% Nevela. That's Rav Meir. It's the 50% Nevela. Okay? Then you can go back to Rashi and say, Shenichbad Schar HaKelev Ben Ove Kochavim, Shehanevela Yimkar Lenochri, Utrefa LeKelev. namely that the nevela, that's 100% no good. The treifa is 50% good. We're giving the 50% to the kelev and the 100% no good to the nakri. That's over here. But I don't know if that's what Rashi meant. Okay, but the moment we put nevela and treifa into the same realm, then already you can begin to make comparisons between one and the other. And you know, after you hear such a Reb Chaim, you always felt, though, how did people learn before Reb Chaim? You know, what do they do with this? With the shul? What do they do with the Rambam? What do they do with this? What do they do with that? Okay, the Seder. That's Baruch Shezachinu. Tov. This was all within Rashi. This is all, namely, what we do with the pasuk had we not had the drasha of Oso. So we would have got involved with the Kelev, and that brought us to Nevela, Bukule, Bukule. Tosos, however, understands differently. Look at the top Tosos. Pirish vakuntrus to belav osa lo amatsir midrash megufei dekro ditzruch den akash baruchim bekafeach schar kol birya. Either, again, like the medrash or Ibn Ezra, echshelo yeh, we need the osa. V'harime orlins mefaresh the itzdirich lemishrei ubar shehotzi es yado mishum de mikro de basar basada treifa doresh name kodshim sheyotzo chutzu mechitzasan beresh behema hamaksha. The have asrinan yad ha'uber b'hanoa mide itkish lekodshim d'aser b'hanoa kedamar kol shebekodesh pasul be'eshti sareif lekach itzdrich oso, the word oso lekol ha'isurim, lekach itzdrich oso lekol ha'isurim. What in the world is Tosas talking about? So over here, what you saw by looking over there in Chulin daf samaches is that the phrase basar basade treifa lo tochelu is used as a tip of an iceberg. Namely, that anything, any item, which halachically is out of its mechitza, is going to be asar ba'achila from this pasuk of basar basada treifa lo sochlu. What is out of its mechitza? So if you have kodesh, kodesh kalim that leave Yerushalayim and then you bring them back in, if you have kodshei kodshim, they leave the azara and bring it back in, they're asar ba'achila because it's considered to be basar basada treifa lo tochegu. Anything that goes out of its machitza into the sada, even if it goes back in. And therefore, if we have an ubar, if we have an animal which is pregnant and the ubar sticks out its hand, even if it pulls it back in and you shech the cow, we said that then that ubar is a bent bakua, it doesn't require shlita, but that aver hayotze, that's going to remain also. Why? Because it was yotza chutz mimachitzaso. And that's what Tosis is relating to over here, right? That this is all summarized, if you want to, in two halachos in the Rambam. In Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, Perek Hey Halachates, he summarizes the din of Ubar. Ubar Shehotzi Yodo oraglo neesar oso aver me olam afilu hechziro to aver lemeima vacharkach nishchat aser mishum treifa shekol basar sheyatsa chutz lemechitzaso neesar ki basar shepiresh menachai shenemar basar basar de treifa kevan sheyatsa lemakom shehu lo kesade. Namely, for this uber, as long as it's in the mother, it's nitzar b'shchita se'em. When it sticks it out, it's already part of the world and requires its own shchita. That's nasa treifa kamosha biyarnu. And similarly, in Hilchos Maisa ha Korbanos, we have the broader Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Vav. Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Vav. Basar kodesh, basar kodesh kodshim, shiyotza chutz l'chomas ha'azara, basar kodesh kalim, shiyotza chutz l'chomas yushalayim, nifsal, v'ne'asar ma'ogo olam. Av bisha chazal l'makomo, sh'ne'emar, basar basada treifa lo tochelu, kevon shiyotza basar chutz l'mechitzaso, na'ase ketreifa, k'mo shebiarno b'ilchos ma'acholos asuros. That which we just read. And you get malkos here, and you get malkos here. And this is not considered to be a lav shebichlalos that we'll talk about when we get to Daf Kaf Dalet Amud Beis, because Tosfos and Makos points out Shem Yotzei Chadu. It's all one din of Yotzei. It's all part of the din of Treifa. So since we have this drasha, and that's Basar Basada Treifa Lotechilu includes all of these dinim, and Kodshim is Aser Bahana'a son, we would have thought also that the Uber Shemotzi Yad is Aser Bahana'a. So that's why you need lakelef tashlichu noso, to say it's osur b'achila, not b'hano. So what do we? How do we learn the din of Ravavahu? That's from the Oso. Namely, the Tosus is working off of a different mindset, etc. What is, you know, where it's simply within this mindset, which again is the halak, you know, the Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Pei Beis, within this mindset, how does Trefa fit into the Pasuk? What does all of this have to do with an animal with a hole in its lung? Basar basada Trefa lo tochelu, we say that the word Trefa means anything which is out of its Bechitza. No, fly, be creative. Anything which is out of its Mechitza can be understood on a physical plane. Anything which out of Mechitza can be understood. No, Taraf Bekalfi. In other words, anything which is all mixed up. Anything which is all mixed up is also outside of its Mechitza. That's not me, it's Taraf Mima on the Pasuk. He wants to say that that's the concept of Trefa is that this animal, the organic issues, is all mixed up. It's out of his Mechitza Tiv'it V'Sidurit V'Kulei. It's out of order. It's out of order. The out of orderness. That's what brings about the concept of trefa, which would be the avtipus for all the other trefos that are also out of order. There, it's much easier. They're out of a physical order. They're in the wrong place. Over here, we have a problem, even if it's in theoretically in the right place, but it's not in the right seder hativi that will allow for life. Echshelo yiyeh. In other words, that's the direction of Tosfos. Okay, we'll stop over here. What we're left with is what does Rav Meir do with the pasuk Oso? What is the Oso? Because Rav Meir already learned from the Vela the general principle of Heter Hana. So we're going to move over to the world of Shkul and Shnish Ketuba Azara. We have over here Rashi Tosfos. This Tosfos, there's Maharshal. On the Tosfos of Eif Shel Farsh Binyan Acher, just Pshat and Tosfos. I'm happy that Rav Tzvi Mishir, so I have more time to think about it. What's going on over there in Tosfos? And of course, with the end of Rashi, Yeshcha. What's Chul and Shkutu Basarif do with our sugya? Yeshcha Acher Hanesar Mishum Mechitza. So to understand simply the flow of the Gemara, and then we'll move over into Gid Hanoshe and Dam, etc. But again, on Mirza Shem on Wednesday, Rav Uchtin is giving shir. Rav Bednarsh printed at Mar Makomos on Isur, on the Isur of Orla, which is one of the Isurim which is brought in the sugya that we'll be learning over the next few blot. And then we'll return next Sunday to the Hemshech of Yom Daf Kaf Beis.